And then we have a situation where with these huge deficits, we have our president asking for tax cuts. I mean, if the government doesn't have enough money, the people who can afford to give the government some money, the rich people, are getting a tax cut. So it's like, we don't have to be great economists to realize this doesn't make sense. In fact, Bush's daddy once called this voodoo economics. He became famous for that phrase. And we're seeing it continue, but in a different context, and basically an unlimited war. And that the fact that the U.S. is basically fighting not just Iraq, but all, increasingly all over the world. Troops in the Philippines, troops in parts of Asia, we have troops in Afghanistan, Bosnia, Philippines, et cetera, et cetera. And that is continuing. Troops are now in parts of Africa that just began to happen. So it's like that's growing. And so it raises the question in our communities, what we call that the problem of how do you build a movement around that. I mean, we talk about the war in Iraq, the anti-imperialist war, but also we have to deal with what we call the everyday war, the war around police in our communities, the war against the fact that Oakland had 113 murders last year. We couldn't get the anti-war movement to have one demonstration around that, but if something happens outside the country, around the world, we have huge demonstrations. And so what's that all about? And it makes us realize that many people who have primarily white skins, even though they have, in many ways, progressive politics, are much more identified with the fate of this country as a nation state than many of the poor working class communities of color who have to fight a war every day to survive.